At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Rhett and Judy finally shared pictures of baby True Legend.
And what celebrity is confessing to getting 2 breast reductions in lipo before turning 18?
Welcome to Dish Nation!
And back for more Dish from Foxhole's TGIF, it's Funky Dineva.
Ooh, what's going on, y'all?
And our friend, entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles in the house.
Hey, y'all. Oh, it's always so good to be back here with y'all.
Today, all right, HK, what is up first?
Man, yo, Tory Lanez got hit with a dime. That's 10 years for those that don't know. 10 years behind bars for his 2020 shooting case involving Megan Thee Stallion. And if you think this was a heavy sentence, prosecutors initially requested that Tory do 13 years behind bars. Now, Tory did say a few words after being sentenced. He said he still cares about Megan regardless of what she may think of him and called her his friend. Well, Megan in a friendly spirit right now, she released a statement about his sentence. She wrote that he should be held fully accountable for his actions, including further traumatizing her following the incident.
And that's on periods. Yes, you shot at me. It's been proven in court now. Like, stop it. Don't do that. You are further traumatizing me by acting like you still care about me and we're still friends. Baby, we stopped being friends the moment you pulled that gun out.
No, Melissa, but he apologized. I mean, if you're a Christian person, you accept an apology.
You can forgive, but I'm not going to forget. I'd be the fool then.
If you pull a gun on me, we are not friends.
We're not friends.
If you pull that trigger, we are definitely never going to be friends.
According to him, he didn't do it.
Exactly.
But according to the court of law, judged by a jury of his peers,
Tory might lie a little, but I don't expect Megan Thee Stallion to turn the other heel and just be nice on this one.
Oh, my God. The good heel, the one that...
Gary,
do you have any advice for Tory while he's working on this?
Yeah, I mean, I want him to probably, you know, do a child's book while he's in jail.
A child's book?
Become a children's author?
And okay. I mean, he could probably, you know, do some prayers, pray and stuff, and just ask for Megan's forgiveness.
Sure.
She should go visit him and put on his commissary.
Tory, I got some advice for you.
You better quit.
Do not drop the soap.
No.
Wow. I would also say don't use soap. You're a little guy. You want to be less fragrant as possible just to keep all the heat on.
They have liquid soap in jail. They don't have no damn soap. No money. Y'all know better than y'all pinners. Anyway, y'all, all right, moving on, honey. We have a
Dish Baby Report.
Well, finally, honey, y'all, my niece Brad and her lovely wife, honey Judy, released the photos and video of their baby boy, little True Legend Harris DuPaul, on People Magazine and their socials. Y'all take a look.
Adorable.
Oh, he looked like his daddy. Oh, he's beautiful.
I swear to God,
Harry. I mean,
why?
He looks like a beautiful young healthy baby.
I hope
Brad smacked you when she comes out.
I feel like you should go to jail for 10 years
for stuff like that.
But you know what's funny? Motherhood changes people. Like, what if the brat comes back like hair weaves and like sundresses and high heels and stuff? I mean, like, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be cute, honey. We won't even listen
for it. Motherhood changes you, but it's not gonna change your identity.
So, Melissa, you've got Beckham. Does seeing this photo give you more baby fever?
And I'm one and done. No, it does not. Okay, I will babysit for you. I'm just not willing to like sacrifice my body like that again. I'm not. I'm on my fitness.
Right,
you
know, that's true.
She's
on her fitness. We were talking about muscles earlier. Also, for more, the new issue of People is available on newsstands nationwide Friday, and you can see more at people.com as well.
I just want to point out, my girl Brad is in People, not Jet.
Hey.
And Jet's dope. I'm just saying. I didn't even know
Jet was still in publication.
It is making a comeback. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, yo, Brady, big Tingy over here.
Where do people buy Jet?
Do you know what Jet magazine is?
Yeah, I know what Jet is.
Do you know what the Jet Beauty of the Week is?
No. I haven't picked up. Okay, I'll go buy an issue of Jet. Okay,
Okay. Moving on, we have another
Dish Baby Report.
I think Future is probably somewhere punching the air right now because it's been reported that Ciara and Russell Wilson are expecting another Bambino. That means baby. if you don't already know that. So Ciara shared their exciting news in a video announcement on IG with the caption, "You look at me like that again, we make another kid. You my heart. I'm your real."
Oh, okay.
I'm me. Nobody is pregnant like Ciara. Look at her in pink form. Now, if I could look like that pregnant, I mean.
And still moving, still dancing, still sexy.
Yeah.
I'm mad at Russell Wilson for having another body party with her. Absolutely.
No, she shouldn't be having another baby.
Why not?
Hell, this man ain't winning in a damn football game.
Oh,
and stuff. And you're not supposed to have sex before you go out in the game.
It's the offseason, bro.
Well, honey, still, he shouldn't be having a baby.
Do you know what team Russell plays for?
Yes, I know what he plays for.
What team does he play?
The Cowboys.
No.
Okay. I love how you said it confidently.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
With both strong and wrong.
Tanner, do you know what that caption means, though, when she's saying that she's
rib? If you look at me
rib,
like that again?
Yeah, look at me like that again. I mean, you could go past that, but the rib reference.
Well, that's a biblical reference.
Sure, but what black movie? This is a pop culture moment for you. What black movie do you know? Do you know? I'm putting him on the spot.
You know, when the good Lord reached into Adam and you
have to... I hate you, Jody.
You and also, Tanner, my black card's got to get revoked because I didn't know what it was either until you said the Jody line.
Yeah,
that's it. I hate you, Jody.
That's the takeaway line for that movie. Like, I hate you, Jody, is the life was like a box of chocolate for baby boy.
That's
the
Yes.
Wait, what movie is it?
Jungle.
Baby Boy.
Oh, Baby Boy. Okay, But you missed it with Jet Magazine.
Beauty of the week. Okay.
All right, so listen, y'all are not going to believe this one. Raven Simone just confessed that she had not one, but two breast reductions and lipo by the age of 18, y'all.
Oh,
on the podcast with her wife, Miranda, Raven said she was being weight shamed while on That's So Raven. And her father strongly encouraged her to get breast reduction surgery. Melissa, tell us what Raven said.
So he was like, "So you don't feel bad? Is there anything that you want?" I was like, "Yeah, if I get lipo, will people stop calling me fat?" It was just a mess, just being that young and the pain of it all.
Even though the surgery did cause some trauma and even a seizure after the first breast reduction, Raven says it was one of the best decisions she's made. So the girls were not falling down to them ankles.
I feel deprived, man. Like, you know, we
deprived of what?
Yo, we could have G-sized breasts, Raven Simone, like if she would have just, you know, stayed the course and wore some back support, you know? Like, yo, like when you got them Jason Voorhees breasts where you get a reduction and they come back bigger and stronger to where you gotta put them down again.
Like,
God wanted you to have those.
But I think that was preparing for the young lesbianism when you tape your breasts out.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Gary.
Well, no.
Okay, let's...
You don't think that would have brought more girls to the yard?
That's why, you know...
Preparing her for young lesbianism?
I'm gonna pretend like that never happened.
All right, moving on from boobs to...
Tattoo or tattoos?
So, Beyonce's internet has been in the chokehold since the Montgomery, Alabama brawl went viral. Now, black folks everywhere have been declaring the event our version of the Boston Tea Party. Mm. And the memes have been top-notch, to say the least. Mm. But now someone has chosen to pay tribute to the white folding chair used for the iconic stomp down by tattooing it on their forearm. Now, my friends, is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
Oh, look at it. Look at that glorious...
Look at it!
I'm gonna tell you right now, for me, that's a tattoo.
Baby, that's a tattoo all day long. That is not
Never forget.
That is the tattoo.
That is the tattoo.
That is the tattoo.
It is the moment. This is the moment. We are experiencing it, and we will relive it together. Yes.
Can I just call out, can we roll that tattoo again?
Before.
If you look, it's in the crease of his arm, so where the chair folds.
Oh!
That is brilliant.
He is absolutely
chair.
Literally and figuratively
the folding
flexing.
Chair.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my
I love
God.
It.
Oh,
Gary, could you smack somebody with a chair?
Yes. You want me to try it?
What did I do?
I was just wondering.
Tevin is invited to the cookout.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, Ashanti and Nelly get freaky in the friendly skies. Oh. More on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, Ashanti and Nelly just enjoyed something special in the air on a private jet. So Ashanti shared an IG story where she's settling into her seat across from her man saying, "I'm sleeping the whole flight." Well, then she dropped a pic that's a little too spicy for us to show you right here, but she's got her foot in Nelly's lap. And then she said, "Well, Maybe not the whole flame.
Ooh, she nasty.
Is she?
She nasty.
I don't think that's nasty.
That's my kind of nasty.
Yeah, but I mean, she crazy. I wouldn't even be flying with him after what he did her. She took him back? No, ma'am. And she got on an old deal.
Well, Gary, they say if you love something, let it go. If it comes back again, that's how you know.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's what they say.
And what about forgiveness and all of that?
All that Christian stuff we talked
about. Forgiveness.
Yeah, but I mean, he publicly humiliated her. He cheated on her with other women, and that's just not a good look.
But shooting somebody deserves forgiveness.
Because it was an accident. He said it wasn't him. Come on now, Funky, y'all.
I cannot believe we're still on this.
They've been separated for over a decade. I mean, people change.
Yo, you know, the plane is sexy, though, and I wish Spirit would take note and do front-facing seats so we can do
this. Spirit?
Yeah, like if Spirit flights had front-facing seats, I would be more prone to fly said airline.
You
can get that little foot with the crotch
in
action.
In the spirit of reality, that is not going to happen.
Can the captain hear if you're getting busy in a plane?
And here's the other thing. I don't want a $79 seat person sitting across from me. I just don't. Like, there's just a certain look, tone, aesthetic, and behavior that comes with a $79
seat
person.
But if you're on that flight, you're also a $79 seat person, too. Yeah.
I wouldn't be on that flight. You know?
Rich spirit.
Don't catch me. Not
rich either.
Spirit, okay?
All right, Melissa, so look, we got to talk about your cousin.
Here we go.
Your cousin, Beyonce.
Okay.
On our Renaissance tour, she performs a song, Energy, with the Everybody on Mute challenge, where the audience is supposed to be silent. Well, child, there's always that one that mess it up for everybody.
What?
And that member did not understand the assignment, so the Beehive was not here for it.
No.
Check it out. Whoever that was about to get a mud hole stomped in their behind,
Did you see those necks?
Damn.
That's how we do Gary sometimes with some of the things he says. Oh, like, oh.
Really, Tanner? Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? I just feel that this is not church and communion. Why do I have to be silent?
Because Beyonce said so.
And when you're at a Beyonce concert, you are to get information.
Okay.
It's the epitome of crowd control.
Yeah.
The epitome of it.
Man, well, she should put that in the damn ticket, then a part of this show, honey, you're going to be silent and deduct that from the ticket.
They should utilize this in schools for quiet time. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, because...
Becca won't be quiet.
That belt thing don't work it. He refuses?
It's not even that he refuses. He just has so much to say. All the time. It's like, Becca, close your eyes. And earlier today, mommy? And then it's like, tell me after the nap.
But you want to know what's funny? I was that kid, and like, look at now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was.
Consider that.
A little Funky Beckham. There you go.
Funky Beckham.
Up next, is Cardi B's microphone a hero now? We got the details after the break.
I mean, it just might be. You never know.
Yeah, these new kids are chatty.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now just days after our girl Cardi B was cleared of battery charges for throwing her mic at a fan, the infamous mic itself is making shmoney moves. That's right. Now, after retrieving the microphone, the production company employee Scott Fisher put the offending mic up for auction on eBay to raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project and for an organization that aids children with special needs. And check this out. The auction started off at $500 and the microphone was sold for $100,000.
Wow.
You know, the crazy thing, that looks like that could have been any microphone ever. This is every mic at every show where there's a wireless mic with a main sticker.
You want to know what's funny for me? I want to know where these millennials get this type of money from, because you can't tell me a grown person over the age of 35 bought this microphone.
Really?
You can't. Like,
yeah, or a dope boy is just trying to clean up his money, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then is the mic even going to have any value 20 years from
Thank you.
Like, will we even know who Cardi B is 20 years from now enough to care about this microphone?
Well, what gives me, though, I just like the way the mic was presented. Mm-hmm. It just looked like how he was holding it, and it was just there. It just...
Are you so it was worth the money.
It reminded you of something?
Yeah, it reminded me of
somebody you used to know.
Gary, did it remind you of all the mics that you've spoken into before?
Yeah.
The Those magic mics?
Yeah. They weren't magic.
Gary's seen a couple microphones, guys. With his radio career, his long career in radio.
Radio. Overnight. Extra long. Quiet storm. Yeah.
Quiet storm.
Anyway, y'all, moving on, child.
Bring the thunder.
Now, Jalen Banks, honey, is telling all baby on his affair turned marriage with Real Housewives of Atlanta personality, Miss Valentina. And, oh, baby, it's juicy. Honey, watch this.
I was groomed, and the way she made it seem as if he was doing her wrong. Mm-hmm. And then when I come to find out, I'm on the other side now. So it's a narcissist. Mm-hmm. She mm-hmm. groomed me and got me together with him. Like, he's doing this to me. And I felt sad for him. Being a friend, that's what narcissists do. Mm-hmm. They groom you.
Oh, honey, nice. He also said that he lost her the same way, honey, he got her. That's to a what? Another man.
Listen, I'm gonna say this. Valentina has got to be the dumbest woman this side of the Mississippi because that boy reeks of sophomore in college and you messed up your whole bag behind that.
But if you were something older, decrepit, and you want something younger, I mean, there it goes right there.
Simon didn't look decrepit.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he looked decrepit, but I mean, evidently, Miss Fowler was complaining, honey, and saying that this man was treating her bad, allegedly, according to Jalen. You know, so she had to get to the next best thing.
Talking about treating bad, as high as the cost of living is right now, he could treat me bad all day long. Okay?
Oh, come no, on. Come no, on. No. Hold no.
Here's the other thing, though. Is he, Jalen came out and said that he got groomed.
Yeah.
Like, that's a serious accusation.
Groomed is a very strong word.
But I also think a lot of people very naive still in their early 20s.
Most
and
definitely.
Not aware of the moves that are being made around them.
Yeah. I wouldn't say groom. I'd say taken advantage of.
He, sure.
You know, she took advantage of his naivete. He was used.
Okay.
Used is a better word. Not groomed. He was used.
And my man looked a little hurt by it. Yeah, I'm going to need you to toughen up, bro, because it's going to get you a little bit of a sympathy.
He got some of that grown lady cookie at 20-something years old. You'd be messed up. Two.
Yeah. Now you out here eating okra and you in your 20s, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you gotta, get the sand off your joint, man, and keep moving, man. Like,
anyway, y'all, coming up next, find out which star got a movie set shut down for eating nuts.
Oh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Thanks, guys. That was great. Okay, y'all know the Elvis Presley love peanut butter and banana sandwiches, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. But peanuts almost ruined a movie shoot for his granddaughter, Riley Keough. Oh. She was shooting Under the Silver Lake with Andrew Garfield, who has a peanut allergy, and they were about to have a kissing scene. So when the makeup artist saw Riley eating a suspicious granola bar, she sounded the alarm. Check it out.
Producer came in and was like, Riley, like, Andrew's very allergic to peanuts and we have to shut the set down. And they shouldn't have been at Kraft.
Damn, Kraft service, you had one job. Don't kill the talent.
Yo, on the big movie sets, if your big star, who's Andrew Garfield in this case, has a food allergy, they don't let that food anywhere near the set.
Right.
I think she brought the granola bar on herself.
While everybody's on strike, we need to find out if the makeup artist got a raise. Like, she needs a raise,
right.
And she needs a designation. She's like health certified, psychic, telepathic makeup artist of the stars because she prevented a very big situation that could have ended in the cancellation of the movie.
Went above and beyond the call. You almost killed the Amazing Spider-Man.
Bro,
like, come on, man. You got to think about everybody on the set.
When
like,
did people start getting allergic to nuts? That's what I want to know. Hell, that's
Why is it that every girl I date is allergic?
And that's why you're single.
Why am I the only woman here and we're still talking about nut allergies?
What is the opposite of an allergy? That's what Gary has for nuts.
An affinity. An allergy versus an affinity.
He has affinity for nuts.
He likes big nuts and he cannot lie. No one of those can't deny.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.